Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building today.
Juve!
Juvenile! What's up, what sir?
What it do? What it do?
What's up, my brother?
Cooling, man. Cooling.
Now the streets want to know.
The streets?
Yeah,
the
why did Juve sign back the Cash Money after the financial problems?
And did you really sign back?
I did.
Okay. But after all the financial problems y'all had back in the day?
We worked it out, man.
I mean, they cut the check.
They cut the check.
That's why Wayne didn't get paid. All the money went to Juve.
He's slick. Yeah, you know, we worked it out, man. You know, it's a matter of lawyers sitting at the table and, you know, lawyers going to do their thing and we're going to do our thing outside of it. They worked it out.
I mean, it's impossible to get over on you twice, though. I mean, you done lived in New
York. You know the old saying, right?
Yeah.
I let you play me. Two times, shame on me.
That's right. So first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me.
Yeah, so nah. It's all good.
Okay, so now how does that work out now? Because it seems like they're going through a little turmoil. It seems like
no, that happened kind of like after.
after like right after.
I really don't know. Yes, I really don't know.
Now how does that put you in a situation? Because you're cool with Bird. Mm-hmm. You're cool with Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
But they sparring now.
I just stay out the way, man. Mm-hmm. You know, just stay out the way. That's the best thing. That's the best way I see it.
Mm-hmm. You know? What if he asks for your advice? You're not going to be like, just give him his money. Just give him the money.
I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, but, you know, it ain't in my position to even give advice. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to stay out of that because they was rocking together tough and tight for some years. So
right.
It got to be something that can work out.
How have things changed at the label, though? Because it seemed like initially, back in the day, y'all was like, it seemed like a family unit.
Yeah.
Now it really just seems like artists signed to a label.
Well, we grow older, you know, and me, I'm kind of like the new kid on the block right now, so mm-hmm. It's all starting over for me. You know, I'm more family orientated now, so I do a lot of things with my family, and, you know, whatever time I have outside of that, you know, business also is first, but whatever spare time I have outside of that, I spend it, you know, with my family, and that's it. I don't do nothing else.
Yeah.
You do you know, still feel like, do you look at Cash Money and all the artists there as your family? Because I'm sure when you were coming up, it was really you that kind of made the label hot, you know, to begin with.
I still look at, and I don't look at it like that, though, either, because, you know, on the outside looking in, it looked like I made the label hot. But the reality was when we went to the studios, we was recording songs and not knowing who album it was actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of like, oh, it was kind of a group effort. So I ain't going to take credit for that, but I will take credit for you know, high and back that thing up, stuff like that. But, mm-hmm. you know,
do you look at it as family, though, or are you now like, okay, this is business?
I look at it like a bunch of a family that now have other responsibilities, that a family that used to be a family that have their own families and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wayne got kids. I got kids. Baby got kids. Slim, I don't even know if Slim got kids. I'm not sure, but
you said I don't even know.
Don't even know
no, I don't know because I don't.
How come nobody never gets mad at Slim? It's Slim and Birdman to own the label.
Slim.
Everybody be mad at Birdman coming at Birdman, but nobody's ever like Slim owe me money.
Slim move like he sell dope.
Slim a good dude.
Yeah.
Straight up, man. Slim a good dude. He kind of like a straight businessman. He don't like the camera, the light, none of that. And he mm-hmm. try to get things done. You know, Slim a good dude.
You keep in contact with BG?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not phone wise, but I keep in contact with his people, so I know what his situation is.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what about Young Buck? You know, since he came home, I know you had.
I haven't seen him.
Really?
I haven't seen him since he came home. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he home though, you know.
Cause he was signed to you, right?
Well, not signed. Not signed.
He was part of the clique.
He was part of the clique. I didn't have him signed though. It was kind of like he was with Cash Money, and then when I started doing my UTP thing, I took him along with me. Mm-hmm.
So he was signed with Cash Money.
He wasn't signed.
Okay,
but he was never signed.
He was part of the
but
clique.
It was gonna happen.
Was you ever mad you didn't sign and do the paperwork?
Not really.
Why not? Nah,
cause I like again, it was family. You know, I looked at Buck as family, and I wanted to see him do good. And I was kind of pulling 50 arm on taking mm-hmm. him in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of hoping he took, you know, everybody, but you know, it didn't work out like that. But yeah, it was a good thing.
You wanted to sign 50 was up here. He said you had interest in Lloyd Banks too.
That's what Young Buck told him. That's a whole nother story.
That ain't true.
That's what the dispute was about, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was the dispute? Like,
he thought I wanted to sign Lloyd Banks. I didn't even have a deal at the time. You remember, you was around. Mm-hmm. Like, sign him. How am I gonna sign him?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so being that he thought you wanted to sign Lloyd, he was like, let me go get one of his guys.
Nah, that really wasn't a situation. It was kind of like Buck wanted to be with 50, so Buck went through the... Ask Buck, he know.
Got you.
I don't like to talk about
Other people.
Yeah, other people. It really ain't my thing. I come up here to talk about what I got going on.
What you got going on, Juvie?
You know, I got a mixtape coming out called Mardi Gras. Me skipping Cali got an album we working on together.
Skipping with you for a minute.
Yeah, we're still running. And then outside of that, man, you know, we got a whole bunch of music we doing. Got a lot of cats from New Orleans. I'm giving a chance. So that's what we got going.
How you stay relevant in this time? You know, because it's a young kids game.
Yeah.
And you've been in the game for a long time. So
beat them, join them. Simple as that, man. Right. Don't hate on them, you know, because I remember when, you know, our generation was called a young generation. And you had all the older cats. And you know this from being a DJ. Mm-hmm. All the older cats ain't want to see you break records. They right. won't, you know, things wasn't going the way you wanted it to go because, you know, they felt like they paved the way for you. Well, I don't look at it like that. Me, I look at it like, man, let's get this money. Mm-hmm. I see you making that money. Can I make some of that money with you?
Right.
That's how I see it.
And you came up in the era when up north didn't like the South. They pushed back on the South, but for whatever reason, Cash Money broke through.
They like me.
I didn't even say Cash Money. Juvie broke through.
Juvie hot broke
with the,
through.
With the high.
Oh, man, what is there not to like about somebody that's being himself, though? Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's real when somebody being himself and he kind of like walking the same, you know, the same walk of life as you. I come mm-hmm. from the bottom. I've lived in the ghetto. I lost everything, you know. It's everybody go through the same thing.
Right.
And I think when I came out, everybody kind of felt me more, not because I was from the South, because I was talking, I was talking the same things that they was going through. And I think that related to everybody.
Right.
How did you feel when you first heard Jay-Z jump on the high record?
I was excited as anybody.
did you hear it like we heard it?
I said, not New York, go love me. Straight up.
You heard it like we heard it, like on the radio or something? Or did somebody call?
We heard it. I heard it through somebody up here called me and said, man, you know, Jay-Z on the record. Somebody from Universal called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, Jay-Z on the record. Like, what? And, you know, when I found out it was actually going to be a
single.
That made it a big thing for me.
I mean, y'all even came out one time. I think he was doing an album listening session, he was performing, and you guys came.
That was a bad night. Mm-hmm. A lot was going on.
Talk to us
that's
about that
big
night.
Big Un night.
Yeah, that was when
Jay stabbed Un.
Wait, come on, don't say that.
Statue of limitations up on that, man.
For that already,
yeah, he got locked up.
He went to court and everything.
Don't say he stabbed Un.
He said it in a couple rap records.
Yeah.
It was a lot of things going on that night. That was a bad night. Yeah, but I was up here chilling with Jay that night.
Now y'all even performed in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Like, how was the reception for that?
I was scared as hell.
Why are you scared?
Because, you know, from watching the tunnel and seeing the tunnel on TV, mm-hmm. you know, down bottom, cats who like rap, we was watching BET, right. MTV, and we seen the tunnel a lot. We knew about the tunnel from magazines and everything. We knew what Crush Groove, one of the movies. So one of the movies it was in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a club that I pretty much was scared of because I heard everybody went there, got mm-hmm. booed, even New York artists. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? It's like, man, I'm telling you. Then when I got up here that weekend, they was making it worse because they kept telling me the same thing. Like, say, man, you gonna, what song you singing? I say, I'm gonna sing a bunch of songs. So they say, man, you better sing, huh? And that's what I think I wind up doing. I think I sung high all night. I don't even remember singing another song. I think I sung high like 3 or 4 times, and that was it.
How was the reception? It was on it?
They went crazy.
That was good.
Man. They went crazy. Man. We had our shirts off and they're sweating.
Yeah.
Pouring Hennessy was wild. That was one of my wildest shows in New York. Pretty was the wildest mm-hmm. show.
Now, coming out of the projects in New Orleans, did you ever think you would sell 5 million records, man?
Hell, man, coming out the projects, I didn't think I was gonna sell new records.
Period. You know?
Mm-hmm. I lived in the project, but I stayed right across the street from the music store. Mm-hmm. So whatever star came to the minority spot, I seen him.
Right.
And I used to always say, man, I could rap. I saw Eric B. and Rakim when I was a kid. Like, right. man, I can rap. And da 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 da. I stayed right across the street. Like, yeah, little man. You know. So I didn't think it was gonna happen. Nobody, nah.
Who else did you see when you was growing up like that besides Eric B. and Rakim? Who else came to that?
Scarface.
School? Scarface. Mm.
Scarface. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, I couldn't speak
because mm-hmm.
you know I'm steadily. I'm like, damn, I ain't even know how he looked, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Until they pointed and said, man, I wanted a little competition to be on a radio station. I forgot what it was, and they was performing, and they introduced me to him. I was excited. I couldn't even get the words out of my mouth.
Wow.
I gotta go to New Orleans this weekend. Actually,
yeah,
they're closing the Calio project.
Yeah, they build a new Calio
project.
Yeah,
they're building new ones.
Yeah,
so be there for that.
That's what Void. Vault, yeah.
So what they doing? They tearing
them
down?
I might be out there.
They tearing them down?
They done pretty much tore a lot of it down, but they're going to really blow it up, I think, this
week. I think the closing is on Saturday. Yeah. They're doing a whole block party, closing them down, and they're building new ones.
Wow.
What's Magnolia like now?
New. Nice.
It's nice.
New and nice.
You wouldn't know it if you saw it. It don't, nothing like the video.
I mean, are they keeping the hood folks in there? Or are they running the hood folks out?
They got a lot of them in, but they did this. Look, this is not just going on in our city. They did the same thing they did to every city.
Gentrification.
Everywhere. Yeah. And believe me, the same thing that happened, I think they did it here, right?
Harlem, yeah, Brooklyn, yeah.
Yeah, the same thing. And it's out with the old and with the new, you know.
So people get to keep their.
Some of us get to come back.
Right.
You know, that's everywhere. Some of them get to come back. Mm-hmm. Not everybody. Now, I don't know if they hand picking or what, but it's not everybody coming back.
When did all that happen? Did that happen like after Katrina?
Like actually, right now they got white people living in the Magnolia.
Really?
That never happened.
In Magnolia?
Yeah, that never happened.
That's like Best Buy in Brooklyn right now.
Yeah. So,
did that happen after Katrina? Like
after Katrina? All is after Katrina.
Damn.
Well, they started moving people out before Katrina. Like I think they planned it before Katrina, but they actually. Went along with it when Katrina hit.
You still think Katrina was a conspiracy? I mean, of course, it's Mother Nature.
I do. I really do, man. You know, I said that before when I came here. And if you don't believe me, I think Hurricane Betsy, that was in 1954, 51. Same thing happened. So it got something wasn't right there. How it happened twice.
Mm-hmm. You know? Now, your son is rapping.
Yeah.
Now explain that. How does that feel, having your son rapping?
How old are you?
22.
Oh, okay. He's
school. He's in school. Yeah. Crazy. It's something he kept away from me, to be honest with you.
How did you find out he was rapping?
One day he just walked. He walked in the room and started rapping. Just like that.
What'd you say to him? He said, boys, you high?
I said, man, when you started, I thought that was somebody's song. Mm-hmm. I said, whose song that is? He said, it's mine. I said, how you playing?
You thought it was nice? Or
say something else. Then he started kicking different stuff, and I was like, man, you really can rap. Mm. Surprise.
So you signed him right away?
I pretty much started something up for him to do his own thing.
Right.
Yeah. I really want you to move that from in front of him because I see you looking at some weird things on this table.
Oh, my shiny honey.
You move it.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Whitening cream.
Yeah, it's whitening cream for your anus.
Don't even ask why I did. Somebody said that. We don't even know.
Now, is rap still your primary source of income?
I mean, we got other things.
Yeah.
You know, legal things, too.
He's a legal thing.
legal
of course.
Things. You know, I got other things I'm venturing off into. I've always been somebody who do other things.
Got you.
Yeah.
Because you said, you know, you're more family oriented now. So rap is like to the back burner a little bit.
Well, not really, because everything that I do comes off of rap, so not necessarily, and I'm always performing. So, you know, to me, my being away for a minute was a good thing for me, because now I know what I need to do.
When you talk to your son, what do you tell him about things that you learned when you were coming up and some of the pitfalls and things to avoid? Because I'm sure you have to give him some advice about this music business.
I know, you know, with him, there's a lot of things that I always tell him. I say, well, I don't want to be the person to not tell you, and you know, you do you have something that come along, and you like, damn, my daddy could have told me that. Mm-hmm. But I tell him a lot that self experience is the best experience. But try to make yourself experiences good experiences, mm-hmm. You know, and try to be wise, because I can't be out there to hold his hand every day,
right?
You know, and man, it's life could be so cruel on you when you're not raised right and you weren't taught right. So my whole thing with him is I just want him to be his own man and learn, you know, have his own experience.
You gave him a fair contract.
Nah, he don't have a contract.
Okay.
He got his own thing.
Have you adjusted to the rap game now? I'm sure things have changed a lot.
I mean, long as they rapping and rhyming, I think I'm good. Just like Jay-Z, like, man, long as they rhyming, I'm good.
You do
all about rhyming and timing.
You do your own social media?
Not the best.
You're not really, I'm not gonna lie, you're not that good at it. I was like, okay, Juvenile's coming up. Let me check out what he's talking about.
I saw Juvie tweet was, car burning in Virginia.
Yeah, I ain't every day with that, man. I'm still learning. I'm still. Every time I come up here, somebody hit me with like, man, why you don't? I'm like, man, I don't know, man.
Do you think it's important for you?
I think it is important. I'm telling you, I'm trying to catch up. I'm not good at it. I really do think it's important.
Mm-hmm. Now, what that back that ass crowd up look like when you perform that song? Now, is it like older people, mamas?
It's older, it's mamas. Yeah. It's mamas, it's youngsters who say, that's my mama's song. I get a lot of that. I get a lot of that. And it's a lot of women that used to be, you know, have nice shapes 10 years ago.
Still trying to back that ass.
But, you know, I don't want to talk about my fans, though, because they still hold me down. Y'all come to my shows. I love y'all.
You ever see any of the old video chicks you had in Back That Ass Up video?
I saw one of them. One of them. And she actually, she was real skinny. So she actually looked good, even better now. Mo, what's her name? Mo?
You know her name.
Mo, man. I can't think of her name. Mo, I can't even think of her name. Mo. But she was one of them. But, man, I probably walk past them and don't know them.
Did you think that song would have the life it has had?
No. I mean, you know, you never know until it happens.
It's still a big song.
I mean, it still do its thing. I mean, I just did the Zulu Ball, man. It was funny.
What is that?
What's the Zulu Ball?
Zulu Ball is like one of the biggest black events in New Orleans during the Mardi Gras time. You know, they have their own parade, and they have it's an organization too. And man, when I tell you it was what 20,000 people in there, like 20,000 people in the convention center, black people, cutting up,
wow,
dressed nice too. It's a ball, so it was a nice event. I even saw Seattle Safety was there.
Richard Sherman.
Yeah, Richard Sherman. Not Richard Sherman, not the safety.
The safety, Earl, who the safety?
What his name? Earl Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah, he was there.
Now, was it ever really a beef between No Limit and Cash Money back in the day?
Man, it was a friction. I can't lie and say it was a friction, but a beef, nah. Not a beef. You know, when beef a strong word with me.
Yeah.
Beef means somebody getting shot. And, you know, and fights happening. That never happened between us.
But it was like friction? An ego thing?
Yeah.
I think it was. Yeah. I think it was who wanted to run New Orleans.
Gotcha.
You know, Mystical was doing his thing. We was doing, you know, I was doing my thing. Mystical wanted to be the best rapper. I wanted to be the best rapper. Wayne wanted to be, everybody wanted to be, you know, wanted to be that cat. So it is what it is. But the funny part, if you came to New Orleans during the time and you went to the club and you saw us out in the club, you wouldn't think we was beefing no kind of way.
Yeah.
Because we drinking and smoking and doing everything together.
Because I always wonder why it wasn't more collaborations. You know
it wasn't going to be no collaboration.
No collaboration.
I'm not
going to
help you.
What's up, dog? How you doing? Yeah, and that's the furthest it's gone. Ain't going to be no collaboration. Not at that time.
You but know, now, no problem.
No problem. We all
collaborations
cool.
Now would be okay.
Time heals all. They always say that. I mean, I'm back with Cash Money, so time does heal all.
But like, would you do something with Master P? Or
I ain't do nothing with Master P yet. But me and C-Murder, before C-Murder, matter of fact, the mic I got in my studio is C-Murder's. before C-Murder went, you know, did his bid, we was hanging and, you know, talking. We talked about it a lot, so we got cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I seen P. Last time I actually had a conversation with Master P was Katrina in New York. Mm-hmm. So I don't see him.
Man, that was years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you, I forgot what I was about to ask you just now. Damn, it slipped my mind just that fast.
You know, man.
I am.
You
Jesus
ain't got
Christ.
No bridge, you ain't know.
No, not yet.
Unless you got one of them kits. Like my homie
no,
told me.
No, I ain't doing that. You know why?
I got a couple.
Mm-hmm. You on your way? You trying to be young?
You said you on your way.
Why you ain't dial yours yet?
Because I want people to know that I'm not young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I make 40 this month.
Got you.
You know, so I'm. It's cool. It goes with it. It's wisdom.
There you go.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. With Cash Money, right? Did you consult anybody before you wanted to go back there?
Nah, I mean, of course, my wife and my family. Of course, that's what any decision, you know, music, like, you know, a decision like this is kind of like sports. It's a life decision. You know, like, do I want to put my family through me traveling and going and do this and do all that? Of course, they ready for it. You know, my family older now. And it was a decision really more not for them, but me. You know, what I want to do right now in life, man, you about to hit 40. You want to do a little more music and retire?
Yeah.
You know what your decision is. I still got it there. So until I get it out of my system, I'm going to keep making music.
And why not stay indie, though? Because you got a catalog. You on the show. You can go on the road, do a bunch of shows.
It's not just that. I just wanted to be back, with, you know, where I started from.
Gotcha.
You know, kind of like the Kevin Garnett move.
Retiring.
I am going to retire at Cash Money. Yeah. No doubt in that. But I don't plan on doing nothing else after this. But, you know, relaxing and enjoying my life.
Whose idea was it? Did you go to them or did who came to you?
Man, we had been. It was kind of like a together thing because we had been backwards and forth for a couple years trying to, you know. It was really a group effort.
Right.
You know, and a little bit of Universal too.
Did you have to sit down and go over like some of the things that you said previously and be like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said that? And they were like,
of course, but time heals all. Why talk about things that, well, we don't even feel that way anymore.
Because sometimes people don't even ever bring it up and they like just forget about it.
Because the hole was harsh.
When you
that record was harsh.
Yeah, it was so harsh. But look, when you family, when you and that record came out because I was mad. But right. when you feel like you family and you know y'all brothers and da 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 and something don't go right, mm-hmm. you'd be more hurt than anything.
Right.
So a lot of things I said was more of a hurt than a mad about. I wasn't as mad about the money than as people thought. Mm-hmm. I was more mad about, you know, damn, man, my family, man. Right. I thought it was, you know, it was more of that than anything.
Mm-hmm. But we appreciate you joining us, man.
Man, it's all love.
And the new mixtape comes out when?
March 26th, on my birthday.
On your birthday.
Mardi Gras Part 2.
You going to change the name at 40 from Juvenile? Maybe, I don't know.
OG, nah, it's going to be Big Juve. Big Juvenile. Big Juvenile. Yeah. Yeah, Big Juve. Holler at your boy, little dog. You're a little pup.
All right, it's Big Juvenile. It's the Breakfast Club. Come on.